There she is. That's Molly Goldberg, folks. A woman with a place in every heart. And a finger in every pie. And now the makers of New Dove's. That new kind of soap for everything right down your wash line. Bring you another visit with those good folks, the Goldbergs. Wonderful.
Yes, it's like discovering a new kind of wash day.
You bet.
Now I use this same granulated soap for everything in my wash.
That's right.
Now I can wash my prettiest rayon slips with this same soap that gets my dirty towel so white.
Absolutely.
Hey, what are you two talking about? Huh? Let me in on this.
Oh, excuse us, but this lady was just showing her enthusiasm about Dove's, Procter & Gamble's new kind of granulated soap.
Well, yes, haven't you heard about Dove's? It does all three kinds of wash.
You mean towels and work clothes and colored things?
Yes, and not only your colored washables, but your pretty rayon slips and dresses.
My, I never heard of any wash day soap doing all that.
Well, Dove's is different. It's actually safer for those pretty rayons. Well, I get lots more wear out of my colored washables now that I do them with Dove's.
That's right. The extra color care Dove's gives you really adds to the life of those clothes. Because with Dove's, their colors stay looking fresh and bright far longer than with any of the four other leading granulated wash day soaps. And just think how important that is these days when such clothes will be hard to replace.
Yes, and that's not all that's wonderful about Dove's. You should see how clean it gets those greasy black work shirts.
Well, I have a heap of dirty towels to wash.
Don't you worry. Dove's will get them dazzling white. And you won't have to wear yourself out scrubbing either. In fact, no soap made gets clothes white easier than Dove's.
Well, they'll have to be mighty white to suit me.
I'm fussy, too. But I've never used a soap that gives me whiter washes than Dove's.
Why, of course you haven't. Washings don't come any whiter than Dove's, does them? Just try it. You'll find Dove's is not just a new improvement of an old soap, but a really new kind of granulated soap. Ask for D-U-Z, Dove's, in that big red and white box. And next wash day, let Dove's do everything. And now the Goldbergs. It is always Molly's way to try to make up with her worst enemies. And it isn't because Molly is a Pollyanna. It's only that she understands that as between private people, it's mostly misunderstandings rather than disagreements that make for trouble. So Molly and Rosie decided to write to Mrs. Jerome, Walter's mother. In a way, it was a peace offering, for after all, it was Rosie and Molly who had won. Walter gave up his family, went to work in the mill, broke his engagement, all for the love of Rosie. And so the letter was written, but it was never mailed, because Molly got a letter from Mrs. Jerome, with an enclosure. Listen.
Ma, Rosie will be in a minute. Now put the letter away, please.
Let me know already what's inside the letter. Let me know if Mrs. Jerome sent the letter that Walter, her son, wrote to her.
Yes, she had a very good reason. Now put it away. Don't read it now, please. Let's talk about it first and think a little before we say anything to Rosie.
Of course. Naturally, I'll say something to Rosie before I'll know what's in the letter. What will I say to Rosalie? That Walter should write to his mother so soon.
Well, it's a good thing you didn't send the letter you wrote to Mrs. Jerome saying you were...
Saying what, Walter?
Saying you were sorry you didn't understand her. Practically an apology for no reason.
All right, I didn't send the letter, did I?
No.
Rosalie, dear, what are you doing?
Yes,
Mrs. Lunch. Look how I forgot. I had the chance to fix lunch and look how I forgot. What are you making, a snick-snack for family? What are you making, dear?
I'm making a salad.
That's nice. And don't be in a hurry. You know, don't make it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Make it quietly, softly, nicely, so it'll be a salad.
Sammy.
Yeah?
Sammy, if you went down to the post office now, you could mail Mama's letter, and Mrs. Jerome could receive it by tomorrow.
I'll get it off in time.
I don't think so, Sammy, unless
I know I will, Rose.
I wanted to have it. I wanted to know that Walter is working and happy.
The toast must be burning. I think I smell the toast.
Oh,
I'm sure.
Mom. I'm not going to mail that letter you wrote to Mrs. Giroux.
All right, I didn't say you should mail it first. I want to know what's in the letter. What did Walter write to the mother? That's what I want to know first.
Well, if I didn't know Walter's handwriting, I think Mrs. Giroux deliberately wrote it herself and enclosed it and just said it was from Walt.
It's Walter's writing, huh?
Yes, it's Walter's writing.
And, Samuel, I wouldn't say anything to Papa yet. You hear me, please?
No, Sammy.
Oh. Yes, please.
What are you two talking about so much?
We weren't talking about so much talk.
You want butter in your bread, Sammy?
Please.
Sorry.
If Rosie finds out that Walter wrote to his mother...
It's not that he wrote. I want to know already what he wrote.
Walter!
Yeah, take it, Samuel.
Don't read it, Mama. Rosie's
reading
coming.
It,
all right. Hello?
Sammy?
Yes, Pa?
Is Walter there?
No.
2 hours ago, he went out for lunch.
Stop her, I'll talk.
We want to talk to Mama?
Why not? Let her also know what a package of joy we have in our shoulders. Why not?
Pa.
What's the matter, Sammy?
Nothing, Rosie. Here, Ma.
Is anything wrong, Sammy?
No.
Are you sure there's nothing?
Quiet, if I'm going to be on the telephone. Quiet. Silence. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, dear?
I just wanted to know if he was there, that's all.
Who?
Who am I talking about?
I don't know, dear.
Walter.
Oh.
Of course it's all. If a boy is conscientious and he starts a job, especially the first day...
Yes?
Should he go out for lunch for 2 hours?
No, of course not.
That's what I'm asking.
Very well.
He's not there, huh? He's not with Rosie, huh?
No, dear.
That's all.
Bye.
I just wanted you to know.
Bye.
The best thing he can do, Molly, is to go back to his mother's apron strings and tie himself to her and detach himself from us.
Bye.
That's all you have to say?
Under the circumstances.
Why? Is Rosie there?
Yes, dear.
I'll speak to you later. Goodbye.
Bye.
Matter, Ma?
Nothing, dear.
Anything about Walter? Is Papa pleased?
He didn't say which or what. The horn is tootling. Somebody's tootling. Who?
It's Walter.
Why do you say it that way?
How did I say it? I said it's Walter. This is his lunch hour, I suppose.
Excuse me. You won't forget the letter, Sammy. Please.
Ma, this is nothing for Rosie.
I didn't say it for Rosie. Now, Samuel, please. Read me the letter now. Safely and quietly, please. Let me hear the letter now. Read it for me, and let me put my head together and let me hear what I'm listening to.
What are you going to do with the letter you wrote to Mrs. Jerome?
Please, Samuel, with the letter that I wrote to Mrs. Jerome, please. Read me this letter first. Let me hear, please.
All right. I'll listen.
I'm listening quietly and softly and not...
You ready?
I'm ready.
Dear Mrs. Goldberg, I'm enclosing a letter to you that my son Walter wrote to me. I think it should be very interesting for you to know how my son feels.
Yes. All right. Now read me Walter's letter.
Okay.
That's what I want to hear.
All right, listen.
I'm listening.
Dear Mother, Now that some time has passed, I suppose we are both calm
enough. Too fast.
Oh, Ma, please, let
too
me read.
Too fast?
All right.
Too fast.
Dear Mother, now that some time has passed...
Yes.
I suppose we are both calm enough to realize how silly it was for us to quarrel.
And it was just a quarrel.
But Mom,
that's what I would write myself.
Please let me read.
All right, read further. No.
In fact, we should be honest enough to admit there was nothing to quarrel about. I was wrong, and you were right.
Very right.
But Mom,
it's nothing wrong after all. It's nothing wrong. Easy, right? It's nothing to quarrel about. I was wrong. You was right. Very nice. Everything has two sides, Emily. He was wrong, she was right, and vice versa.
Please, Ma, listen.
All right, I'm listening.
All right,
listening.
Listen to this.
Yes?
I was wrong, and you were right.
All right.
I don't want to be a mill hand.
All right, I want to be a mill hand. Who does?
Ma, that's not the point. Why did she send the letter? She didn't send it to you so you could see what a good boy he was for Rosie.
All right.
Well, listen, he said, here, he says, I don't want to be a mill hand.
You wouldn't be a mill hand.
It's not for me.
Yeah.
No. You knew it before I did.
Yes.
The virtues of these good people are not mine.
How?
The virtues of these good people are not mine.
Virtues of good people?
Voiture, the good people, the good people.
I'm not
good,
mine.
We're the good people.
We're the good people.
You don't like the voiture, the good people.
Well, listen,
outsider.
You were right when you said I was accustomed to a different kind of life.
Accustomed, yes.
It's the life I want back.
Yes.
And the only thing that seems to be standing in my way, your way and my way, is
yes.
Rosie.
Read again.
The only thing that seems to be standing in my way, your way and my way, is Rosie.
The only thing that's standing in the way, your way and my way, is Rosie. Should we fight it further?
If I've made a mistake, don't force me into the position of having to live with it the rest of my life.
I made a mistake? I don't understand that.
If I've made a mistake...
I made a mistake,
yes.
Babe, and I let me hear.
Please listen to the whole sentence, Ma. If I've made a mistake, don't force me into the position of having to live with it the rest of my life.
If I made a mistake, that means if him... If I made a mistake, don't force me into the position of living with it my life. Emily... don't let me force me to live my rest of my life
That's
if
right.
you make
That's
a mistake.
That's right. That's what he says, Ma.
So read it again, Sammy.
If I've made a mistake, don't force me into the position of having to live with it the rest of my life.
Read me the letter from the very beginning. Read it to me again.
Molly listens intently to this letter by the young man whom Rosie loves. It's not the words that Molly is hearing. It's the intention, the attitude behind the mere words. And a shadow, dark, black, frightening as the wing of death, rushes across Molly's heart. Is this the boy in whose hands Rosie's happiness lies? You know, I wish I could hang a sign up in your kitchen. And on it, I'd put, beware of soaps that only do a halfway job for dishes. Yes, I'd say beware of tough granulated soaps because they're short on safety for your hands. And beware of bar soaps because they don't have real speed. That's right. Such halfway soaps don't belong in your dishpan now that New Does is here. Yes, that new kind of granulated soap for everything in your wash really goes all the way for dishes, too. Does has everything from whirlwind speed to greater kindness to your hands. In fact, your hands get far gentler care from Does than any of the other four leading granulated wash day soaps. Notice how soft and smooth they feel after doing dishes with Does. Yet no soap made can beat Does for speedy dishwashing. It cuts even tough grease without any hard scouring. You can tell by the suds how really different Does is. Try it today. Does has everything for dishes. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs. Molly is filled to bursting with this secret letter. And tomorrow, the letter is exposed. This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Does, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.